People and families who receive Medicaid-funded home and community-based service waivers can learn more about how a rule change will affect their services during a training event in Salt Lake City. Here is Laura Boswell-Henry of the Disability Law Center with more.
Most people with disabilities receive some sort of support through Medicaid, and one of the ways that you can receive support is through a waiver. One of the most kind of well-known Medicaid waivers is the Community Supports Waiver here in Utah. The settings rule is supposed to make sure that the services that individuals receive through home and community-based waivers actually provide independence for people who want to live at home and also provide access to the community.
The training will help people understand what the changes mean for them.
I think that whenever there is change or people hear, you know, a rule, it's easy to get concerned that something might be taken away. And that's really the opposite of what the goal of the rule is. And so I think the training is really meant to kind of reassure individuals and families about what the settings rule is intended to be.
The event will be held at the Employment and Community Integration Training and Technical Assistance Center at Utah State University's Salt Lake campus. Registration is required. More information is available on the UPR website. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.